You're listening to the Monday edition of the Closing Market Report. It's Veterans Day. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. Drew Lerner has an update of the weather forecast.
Much colder weather will be pushing through a big part of the Midwest over the next 12 to 24 hours, and it's going to give us a bit of a taste of winter. Already the cold northerly winds are already blasting across some of the upper portions of the Midwest this morning. The winds are sustained at 15 to 20 miles per hour out of the north, and dropping temperatures. We're already down close to zero in the northern North Dakota area. That may seem like a long ways away, but by this time tomorrow morning, temperatures will be quite cold across a big part of the Midwest, and the same will be true for Wednesday morning as well. The lowest temperatures during these next 2 days will get down below zero in parts of the northwestern Corn Belt. And we'll expect to see the lows across the heart of the Midwest running mostly teens and 20s. And again, the colder mornings are probably going to be tomorrow and Wednesday. Wednesday morning, we'll probably see freezes occurring down deep into the Delta. We'll probably see on Thursday morning freezes and frost possible as far south as just north of the Gulf Coast in parts of Louisiana and Alabama, portions of Georgia. All that cold air is a bit unusual for this time of the year, for at least that far to the south. It's not unheard of, but it will end the growing season in quite a few areas in the deep south. We do not expect a lot of precipitation to come with this cold surge, but with that said, over the next 12 to 24 hours, we will see some snow develop. Most of it's going to be very light and not likely to be very significant. There will also be a little bit of rain just before the coldest air hits along that frontal boundary, but we don't expect the moisture totals to be very great. Now, overnight tonight and into the morning tomorrow, we will see snow from southern portions of Michigan into parts of Ohio and Indiana. That's probably the area that's most favored for picking up on accumulating snows. Maybe 1 to 3 inches will occur across some of these areas, and there's potential for some heavier snow to occur downwind from Lake Michigan and Lake Erie. We'll expect to see the weather turn around fairly quickly, and after Wednesday morning's cold temperatures, we should start a warming trend, and most areas across the Midwest will be recovering very quickly, with temperatures in the afternoons getting back into a seasonable range by the time we get into the weekend. Normal temperatures this time of the year should be in the 40s and 50s across a big part of the Midwest, but high temperatures this afternoon in the north will likely be limited to the 20s and perhaps some teens in the northwestern Corn Belt. High temperatures tomorrow afternoon will be mostly in the upper 20s and 30s across the northern Midwest in general, with 30s and a handful of lower 40s in the far south. But that is as cold as it gets. We will see a recovery. Like I said, temperatures when we get into the weekend will be back into the 40s and lower 50s across a fair amount of the Midwest. Precipitation prospects outside of that which occurs with this frontal boundary and the snow that occurs tomorrow morning will probably be limited across the region for a while. But we do expect to see some returning moisture from the Gulf of Mexico take place as we finish out the work week and go into the weekend. That will likely set the stage for a little bit of rain and a few thunderstorms possible to occur across the lower and eastern parts of the Midwest. Anytime from late Thursday night into Saturday during that period of time, we'll likely see precipitation gradually overspread many areas in those central and eastern parts of the crop region. Moisture totals will probably run from 3 to 9 tenths of an inch. We may see some local totals over an inch in a few locations. The precipitation may linger into Sunday. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Our thanks go to Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City for his update of the agricultural weather forecast. And that wraps up this edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm Todd Gleason.